Welcome to the Fabulous Over 50 podcast, where we encourage, inspire, and empower women over 50 to live the life of their dreams. And today, we are going to do that by talking about fashion. Now, if you're somebody who is not into that sort of thing, you're going to want to stay tuned anyway, because we don't just talk about high fashion and, you know, like the French catwalk kind of fashion. We're talking about your practical, everyday, how to get it all together fashion, how to get your whites white. Nancy has got the most simple, simple way of keeping your laundry clean and looking great. All the things. Not only that, she is the most beautiful, humble, sweet woman you'll ever meet. So I am so excited. Little disclaimer, I was having a real rough day during our interview and not looking so great, but it just highlights how amazing Nancy is. So without further ado, here is Nancy Queen.
Really, really pretty. I like it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. So today we have Nancy Queen. I love your last name. I think it's so perfect.
Thank you.
And she is, if you can't see her right now, she is absolutely beautiful and very classically dressed. And she's got some amazing advice on how to get ourselves together. I know this can be a time where we're changing our style and kind of figuring out, you know, how we're going to dress and what we're going to do. And Nancy, you are the answer lady for all of those things. And thank you so much for joining me. Can you tell a little bit about yourself and how you got interested in this sort of thing?
Yeah, well, I have always been a fashion girl. In fact, it was a mean nickname when I was a kid. They used to call me Fashion Queen, and it was in a very hurtful way. But now it's like my mantra. I am a fashion queen, and my last name is Queen. So how much better can that be? So I actually went to school for fashion. I've worked for Saks Fifth Avenue, Lord & Taylor, Nautica, The Limited. It's a very long list. And I even worked on the manufacturing end of it. So sweaters would go to the mill, and I would do everything to get them ready for production. And it's been a long journey of fashion. And I took a side turn and went into the knitting industry for about 20, 25 years. And I got a part-time job because I lost some weight. I lost about 60 pounds. And this was maybe 2 or 3 years ago. I lost a lot of weight. And I thought, I'm going to wear what I really love to wear. And there's a Lilly Pulitzer store near me. And I'm like, I'm just going to go get a part-time job there. And I would work like 3 or 4 hours a week. And all it did was remind me how much I love talking about fashion and how much I love helping people and have loved helping people with their fashion dilemmas over the years. Because I can't put together a cooking recipe, but I can tell you what's going to work together. And a lot of people are like, oh, I just threw that into the recipe to make it. And I'm like, that would be awful if I did it. So yet for me, putting things together is just mindless and very easy and something I love helping people with and helping them discover their fashion identity and how much of your own personality is wrapped up in your personal style that you put out there to the world. So that's really how I got here. I still have my my knitting website and channel, and that's actually even much bigger than my shopping on Champagne channel and YouTube. And that's called Noble Knits because my last name is Queen. So there's a website called Noble Knits and a YouTube channel, lots of knitting stuff. But this is my baby right now, my pet project, shopping on Champagne. And it's just so invigorating and enjoyable to help people with fashion dilemmas and goals and things like that.
Well, and I tell you, I found you actually through ConvertKit. They recommended that I sign up for your email. And let me tell you, if you're listening, you have to sign up. It is one of the best emails you'll ever get in your inbox.
Yes, shopping and thank you.
We'll have a link in the show notes. And we're going to say these words a few times because I really think if you're listening, you need to sign up. She's just got some really good classic tips for dressing. And one of the really neat things that we had talked about a little before is that a lot of people, especially, I feel like around your 50s, things are changing. You might be empty nester and you're thinking, you know, I was, you know, so-and-so's mom, so-and-so's wife, so-and-so's whatever, but who am I now? And that's a question a lot of women are asking. And where are we going to go? What is our personal style? And you have a thing on your website about style words. Can you explain that a little bit? Because I thought it was brilliant.
Well, I put together, I think there's 120 some words on there, and they're just words to help you identify. You know, I just want to back this up a little bit because people think they have no idea what their style is, but I bet if I dug in their closet, I could tell them their style in just a couple minutes because it's almost like Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz when she's got the shoes on and the good witch says, "It was in you all the time," and she clicks her heels and goes back home. It's the same thing. It's in you all the time. Your style is there. You just need to uncover it by doing a little digging and figuring it out. And it's really, like I said, it's there. And we get bogged down with so many clothes that we have. We're in a very disposable society right now. And we make a lot of wrong purchases, whether it's the a sale that you had to get a deal, or it was a gift with purchase, or it was the end of the season, or a friend or relative was shopping with you and they pushed you to buy something. So we're cluttered with all these clothes that really don't serve us. And it's kind of like that 80-20 rule. You wear 20% of your clothes 80% of the time. And if you can weed through that and realize what's in there. And one thing with the style words is they really help you to put working words to your apparel so that you can identify that. So when you're going and looking at your closet and saying, is this me? Is this my style? You have the words that you need. Like you actually just described me. Yes, classic. I like a little bit of chic. I like to be updated, even though it's classic. I like it a little modern, edgy. You know, you were mentioning my hair. Yeah, I like a little edginess with the hair. I like a little attitude going on. So all those words that describe that, when I look in my closet or when I'm going to shop, those are the words that I'm looking for to say, yes, is this me? And I find that a lot of times I really narrow the brands that I buy because they kind of speak my same language. Right now, I'm really into, I told you, I love Lilly Pulitzer, and I'm really into Eileen Fisher and Frank and Eileen. What I love about those two companies is they're certified B Corps. So they put a lot of great wages to their employees. They make sure there's not, there's all good labor practices going on and that the employees are well taken care of, and they use renewable resources whenever possible. I know Eileen Fisher has a buyback program where you don't want your old clothes. We'll take them and recycle them. We'll resell them or we'll turn them into something else. And so those speak a lot to me right now. And I just like the clean lines. And I think it's because things like this that I mentioned to you with like dealing with my dad and so many other things going on in my life are so hectic that I like to have things kind of pared down so that I'm not making a lot of decisions. And that brings me to another point. I feel like you're talking to Chatty Cathy. You pulled the cord and I'm just going. But not too long ago, I did a project 333 capsule wardrobe. And what that is it's you wear the same 33 pieces for 3 months. And that includes all of my accessories, my jewelry, all of my clothes, my shoes. The only thing it didn't include was like pajamas and underwear and loungewear at home. But if I'm going out of the house, I had to be in those 33 pieces. And I found that it really helped me focus on the clothes. And this, I wasn't making all these clothing decisions. I don't know if you've ever done this, Jen, but there have been times when I have a pile of clothes on my bed because I just don't know what to put together. And I'm sure your audience is the same way. I've seen my daughter go through the same thing. And the thing is, it took that decision-making process out of it because the pieces that were in my Project 33 capsule wardrobe were all pieces that I liked. They all worked together and they could work for a variety of things. In fact, the pieces that I'm wearing now are from that Project 333. I found that I did more than 3 months of it, I'm still wearing those pieces now. So, it all comes from those key words and really helping me know my style, because all of the things that I put in that Project 333 capsule wardrobe were part of those style words. And it could be anything. I know looking at you, your style words are going to be totally different than mine. You've got lots of glitz and glamour, beautiful surrounding. What would you say are your three style words?
You know, that is an interesting question, because I don't know. I was looking at them, and I don't know. It's hard for me to figure out what my style words are.
Okay, if you had to say three. It looks like you've got some bling on there. So I would say a little blingy, you know, you like some.
Kind of funky a little bit.
Okay.
Because it's kind of different. And I would like to say glamorous, except I think I teeter on the edge of tacky sometimes. I know I do. Like,
we're going with glamorous.
50 something and lots of glitter. But I do, you know, I try to walk the line, but it's a lot of fun. You know, I never dressed like this. I never liked anything that stood out. Everything was just like black and in the background. And I have found over the last few years, I'm really enjoying getting what I want and wearing it.
Yeah.
You know, and having fun with my clothes in a way that I haven't done since I was a teenager.
Yeah. You know? Well, you know, I think it's very interesting because I spend a lot of time thinking about this. And I'm sure you do as well with an over 50 channel. We have been all those major moments in our lives, getting through school, you're graduating, you're getting married or starting your career, having children. How many books are there in the children's section, in the adult section for parenting and having a baby and your pregnancy and weddings? Oh my gosh, there's so much wedding info. But then you're going through life, raising your kids, there's not much change. And then boom, all of a sudden we're going through menopause. We're going through empty nest syndrome, maybe changes in marriage. You might've had a divorce or you lost a spouse. Your parents are getting older. The kids have gone out of the nest and there's no direction and no one helping. And really you're kind of left with like, well, what do I do now? Who am I now? Because all of those things that I've been so busy dealing with have been stripped away. And it's like, whoa, I'm left with this person. I don't really know who I am anymore. So just uncovering who you are with those style words is a great way to start. It's a free printable that's on the website and you can see all the words, but it's also, you can download it and print it off and circle the words that are really you, so that when you're shopping and when you're cleaning out your closet, you can stay focused on the words that are true to you at this point in time. And like you said, we really do change who we are as we go through life. You said you didn't really want to be noticed, but now you're out there. You're a big podcaster. People probably know who you are, and it's okay to be shown, and it's okay to be blingier and more noticeable, because that's the phase of life you're in. And I think that it's important at every single time we change anything in our lives, we need to reevaluate. It's like, okay, the clothes that worked for me as a career woman are not going to work for me as a stay-at-home mom. And they're also not going to work for me coming out of a career, going into being retired, or, you know, what I'm doing now. Your life keeps changing and you do need to keep changing your wardrobe to evolve with your lifestyle. So it's really, you need to know your keywords. You need to understand your lifestyle and make sure those words, those keywords and the clothes in your closet are aligned. That's perfect harmony there. And that you're most of all comfortable in everything that you're wearing.
Yeah, comfort is a big thing.
Because yes.
If you're not comfortable, you're not going to want to wear those beautiful clothes.
No.
And I think the style thing, the sheet with the words is so good too. I was thinking even for our children, like especially our teenage and adult children, if we go for that with our girls, because, you know, you want to pick them up close, but sometimes it's hard. Is this them? Is it not them? And I feel like that would be helpful for gifting as well. And you talked about a capsule wardrobe, and I have heard about this, and the idea of it, I think, is brilliant, but I never completely understood. Can you explain what a capsule wardrobe is?
I would love to. So a capsule wardrobe is just a section of clothes, basically, that you wear together. So it doesn't have to be, people think, oh, I have to get rid of all of my clothes and I can only have 33 clothes. That is not what happened at all. Basically, when I built my Project 333 capsule wardrobe, and somebody said to me, I have a private community within Shopping on Champagne. It's called the Champagne Circle. And one of the women in the Champagne Circle said, well, why would you do that? And I said, well, it was kind of a fun experiment. And it took away decision fatigue. I didn't have to think about it. I would just put on something cute and know that they all work together. So it's really to pare down on the decisions that you have to make in a day. I read somewhere that we make like 34,000 decisions in a day. And I've read a few things about the presidents. I know Obama talked about this a lot, was that he had enough decisions to make in the day. So his meals were always planned. He never chose his clothes. He kept everything very streamlined to cut down on this decision fatigue. So that's one of the reasons why. And the other reason is it just helps you pull things together quickly. So you could have several capsule wardrobes within your closet. Let's say you have one that's just for weddings and special events. So you have a little section of your closet that are all your like gowns and fancy dresses and all the shoes that go with those. And when you do that, you don't think, oh my gosh, I have a wedding coming up. I have nothing to wear. I have to go buy all new clothes. I need a new dress, new shoes, new handbag, the works. Well, if you already have that set aside and you know, oh, I have these three dresses, the shoes that I love, they're so comfortable, and I have this bag that goes with all of them, boom, that is done for you and things are ready to go. And then you could have a workout capsule wardrobe that's all your workout clothes that work together. Your sneakers, you might have a couple pairs of sneakers, and that's a capsule. And then, so they work, you can do it that way where they work for different phases, factions, I should say, not phases, but different factions of your daily life. And this one I ended up wearing because the clothes were so versatile, I ended up wearing it all the time. There was no need to change. Even when I was at home, the only time I would change was to put my pajamas on. So, it really depends on your life and your lifestyle, how those capsules are going to be put together. And a capsule wardrobe could be, like I said, for if it's like a wedding capsule wardrobe or, you know, event capsule wardrobe, that might only have 5 to 10 pieces in it. But, you know, my daily wardrobe might have 40 pieces in it. And my workout wardrobe might have 30 pieces in it. It's just a really good way to section off your wardrobe so that you can find what you need when you need it for those different parts of your life. Does that explain it well for you?
Absolutely. And I love the idea of having different ones because I took all of my blingy things and I have them in my office closet. And my husband said, well, why are you moving your clothes out of our room? And I said, no, because I want to know, you know, when I'm doing work things and when I'm going out, exactly what I've got, and it's all together.
Yeah.
So I don't have to dig through everything else and find it. But I never thought of sectioning different capsules off aside from that one. I love that idea.
See, you already have a capsule wardrobe and you didn't even realize it. You just did it to make your life easier. And that's the whole concept behind it. It really helps serve you. And then when you do that, you realize you've got your little capsules, and then it makes it blaringly obvious what is not part of any capsules and really needs to get out of your wardrobe.
Yeah, it's brilliant. I'm going to go, that's what I'm going to do tonight because I'm doing a lot of laundry and I'm going to sit there and because it just makes so much sense. And as we're sitting here, I'm thinking there's a couple of tops that just don't go with anything, but I like, and they've been, and I haven't worn them for years and I keep shuffling them around and they would not go in any capsule. So I am loving this. Okay. So if you're listening,
okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you're signing up. You've got to do this just shopping in Champagne. Okay. So go ahead. What were you going to say?
I was going to say that when you're putting together your capsule wardrobes, like you said, it really makes it obvious. So what I like to do when I have clothes like that, that are really, I say that I like them, but I never wear them. A lot of times I'll put them on. Like, what is the reason why you're not wearing it? Maybe you love the blouse, but it doesn't fit right, or it's not comfortable, or you'd, like you said, you don't have anything to go with it. So next time you're shopping, you could take it with you and see if all those other things, like if it's comfortable and not broken and you like the way it looks on you, then go see if you can find something to go with it. If not, maybe it needs to go away from your closet because it's not serving you any good. And another thing, especially when we hit this age of our lives, I've found that a lot of women hold on to things for emotional reasons. Like, oh, I wore this to our anniversary for our 15th wedding anniversary, and it just is such a special dress. I would never wear it again, but I can't get rid of it. And that's not the memory. So you're filling your everyday closet with all this visual clutter that's really not helping you with your daily life. And it would be like piling the bed with all kinds of stuff that has meaning to you when you can't get in your bed. You know, it's the same thing with having this packed closet full of clothes that aren't serving you. So the more you can get rid of things, it really does help you lighten your load, feel better, and you actually feel just so much, such a weight taken off of you when you part with those things. So what I do, because a lot of people don't like to part with their belongings, especially not right away. So what I suggest is that you take those clothes and either put them in like a vacuum storage bag under your bed or another closet or a basement or garage and forget about them for like 6 months to a year. And if you haven't thought about those things once, time to say goodbye. Send them to, I use ThredUp because they send you a big bag, you put everything in, they put the label on it, you drop it off at like the FedEx store. I think they have a few options, post office, things like that. And then they'll pay you when things sell. So I've made hundreds of dollars just on sending them things that I am no longer going to wear. And I don't have time to list every item by myself. They do it all for me. And it's mindless. Or you can donate it to, there's plenty of women's shelters, there's Goodwill, I actually have a whole list on my website of places where you can donate items. So keep that in mind as well.
And I like that you say, you know, keep it for a little while just in case, because so many people go through and purge everything and get rid of everything. And then people say, oh my gosh, I really wish I wouldn't have done that. So I think that's really good advice. Yeah. And you don't need to open that box though and go through it, do you? No. Right? If you haven't thought about a certain thing, don't look.
Right. You don't need it. Okay. Right. It's gone. Yeah.
I love.
But just giving yourself that little one layer buffer before you make the final ditch. And I can tell you, I never go back and look. There's really no, it's like, okay, I have a ton of stuff in my garage that can just go right out the door. I won't need to even look at it.
I love that. Okay. Coming back to capsules, are we including shoes in the capsules, or is it shoes and accessories as well?
For that project 333, I did, because that was just part of the way this, I forget the name of the author, but there's a book written called Project 333. And I do link to her on my website, but, she told you to include it. So I thought I'd be authentic to the experiment and include everything. And it was really nice. It's like I had two pairs of earrings to choose from, four pairs of shoes. And again, I didn't miss it. And, you know, I'm here visiting my father for probably about a month. And I, like I said, I have all the same clothes from that project wardrobe. So it also makes it great for traveling. I had been at a YouTube event back in September or October. And I pulled out all my Eileen Fisher stuff because it's so great for travel. And I'm like, I'm going to do this and I'm going to try it for Project 333. So I added a few more pieces that I went and bought. And that has been my wardrobe. And like I said, that is what I brought with me on this trip. And it just, the system, the idea of the system really works well. You're not guessing because you're buying and building pieces that all work together. You're not like, oh, I'm going to bring this floral print shirt that only goes with these jeans and these shoes. So everything, like I have two pairs of shoes that will go with everything in my suitcase right now. I have shirts that go with all of the pants. So like I said, I only did four pairs of shoes in the capsule, but I would consider when you're putting together your capsule that you don't think of it as limiting yourself. Think of it as streamlining yourself to make it easier. Why do you want 50 choices of shoes when you're trying to pick out one outfit? Like, what are your favorites here? What are your go-tos? I have a lot of shoes in my closet, but I hardly wear any of them. I have maybe 8 pairs that are really my favorite go-tos that I wear every day. So same thing with my exercise clothes. I have sneakers and I have slides that are like athletic slides. That's it. I have maybe a couple colors of each, but I don't really need tons of options. So you're thinking of your shoes the same way you're going to think about the clothes. They're all going to mix and match and work together. Like, I'm sure you could tell me, Jen, that you have certain shoes that you like to wear with those blingy outfits in your bling closet. I'm sure there's certain shoes that go with that, that, you know, plain shoes are not going to look really good with your blingy stuff.
Yeah, they're not.
Right. So it's the same philosophy. It all works together.
All right. I love it. Okay. And so let's say somebody's thinking, all right, I've hit this age, whatever age it is, and I need a whole revamp and I need to just start over. How do they baby step that? What would be the first step?
That is an excellent question. And I would start with a basic capsule wardrobe. And those are the essential boring pieces that we all have in our wardrobes that we don't even realize, but they're like the workhorse of your whole closet. In fact, you could build your whole wardrobe on basics and be very happy with it. I don't know about you, Jen, because you like bling so much, but I know that a lot of people would be just fine with basics. And I'm talking like, you know, I have on a basic white blouse, even though it has like a little mandarin collar, it's longer length, it totally suits my personality, but it's still a white cotton poplin button-down shirt. Everybody needs a couple of those. And maybe you pick 2 or 3 colors, like a nice blue or a pink. You know, what are your favorite colors? Think of that. And might need a pair or two of really good fitting jeans that fit your body style. In fact, I just did a whole YouTube series that's all the jeans for every body type. So I went through I did a separate video for each body type. And if you're an inverted triangle, here's the jeans that are going to look great on you, the styles to pick that are going to suit your body. Same thing with apple, pear. I did all of them. And so you want to pick some good jeans. You want to pick a few good layering pieces like a blazer or cardigan, pullover, that are going to allow you to build and mix and match your wardrobe. And then once you have those basics down, then you're really going to start applying your style words. And I think that a lot of people go shopping mindlessly. It's kind of a cultural thing, especially here in the US, where we, I've had a rough day. I think I'm going to go do a little retail therapy. So you go and you're mindlessly shopping, and, you know, stores are totally primed to make you buy. Like, the newest things are up front. There's no clocks. There's great music, all kinds of things like that. Did we freeze? Oh, I felt like we froze for a second. So when you get into a store, it wants you to buy. The store is ready to make you impulse buy. But if you do this little trick, you will not have that problem when you go shopping. You want to think of it when you're going shopping as if you're going to the grocery store. You don't go to the grocery store when you're tired and hungry and have no list. You go, you have a list, you know what you need, you head to your aisles, you buy what kind of stuff you need to make your recipes, and then you head home. Well, you need to take that same application and do that when you're shopping for clothing. So what you're going to do is it starts in your closet. You're going to go to your closet. And this always happens to me when I'm getting dressed. And I'm sure it happens to everyone. You're standing there in your closet and you're like you said, I have this really cute blouse. I haven't worn it in years. I love it, but it doesn't go with anything in my closet. So that's a hole in your closet. So next time you go, maybe you have two or three of those shirts that are like that. Now your goal is to go find the pants or skirt or shorts, whatever it is, that's going to go with that top. And then you've filled that hole. Or maybe you're missing basic white t-shirts or button-down shirts, something that you always are like, why don't I have any white socks to go with the sneakers? I would wear them all the time if I had the right shoes. I mean, if I had the right socks. So whenever you have those, just take a note, either write it down on your phone or have a notepad nearby and make note of those things. So then when you're going shopping, you're shopping with intention instead of on impulse. And you're only going to be filling your closet with the things that really serve you and fit. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And having a list, like at the grocery store, that's a good idea. And not just hitting the sale rack just to see what's on there.
Yes.
And it's out. That's, yeah. So, and here's another question. It's a silly question. How do you keep your white t-shirts super white?
I switch to powder. I have one of those front loading washers. And I read an article somewhere that said that I was using Blue Tide, everybody tends to use. And it's the blue in it is supposed to keep the look of your shirts brighter. But what it does is it gunks up your washing machine. So I switched back to the old powdered version. My clothes have never been brighter. And my front loading washer no longer has any weird smells to it. It's just, there's no gunk anymore. It was an unbelievable thing that made such a huge difference. And so funny you ask that, because it was a very small change. And like I said, I just use the powder in my front loading. I use Tide powder. And occasionally I'll throw a little bleach in there, but I've been using it less and less.
That's interesting. You know, we just had an appliance guy come out and work on our washer, and he said, get rid of the pods, get rid of the liquid, get rid of the fabric softener. It's messing up everything. Go back to the powder. And we haven't done that yet, but we will. We will now, because...
Yeah, I've been using it for about 2 years and it's made a huge difference. And the other thing I recently did, and my whole family loves them, is I switched to the wool dryer balls. You can buy them on Amazon. They're just these big fluffy wool balls, and you throw them in the dryer like three or four. You usually get like a pack of six, and you throw three or four in with a normal load, and they fluff up your clothes while they're being dried. The wool will act as a natural dryer sheet, so you can say goodbye to dryer sheets. And it allows, because the balls are bouncing around and drying your clothes faster, because they're bouncing all around, they're allowing your clothes to have more air in them. So your clothes are drying faster. And I've been using it with our down comforters. And oh my gosh, our comforters have never been fluffier and dried faster because of these dryer balls. So,
all right.
I'm an advocate for both dryer balls and powder, powder detergent.
Well, that's perfect. Okay. See, so we've learned everything from how to change the wardrobe to how to keep it up. And that's really good. All right. Well, are there any parting words before we go? Anything that we haven't touched on yet that someone should know if they're...
It's a great time in your life to have fun with your wardrobe and rediscover who you are and just enjoy the rediscovering it again that you haven't had time to think about before. So that's my parting words of advice.
I love it. Yeah. And it's interesting because now we have time to get ready, you know, when we had young kids and all that, we have, you know, you're rushing out to going to school, doing all the things. I've really enjoyed taking that time for myself that I didn't have for a few decades there. So, thank you so much. And tell us one more time where people can find you.
It's shoppingonchampagne.com is my website, and I'm also on YouTube. I put out a new video every week, Shopping on Champagne.
I love it. All right. So if you're listening, you've got to go. And yeah, we're going to put this up on the YouTube channel. So we'll be joining you there. And thank you again. I appreciate you so much. Oh my goodness. Is she amazing or what? I told you it would be so worth it. She is phenomenal. She is fabulous, of course. And I just want to say thank you so much for joining us. Your time is the most valuable thing you have. And I am so thrilled that you chose to spend it with us. So you have a wonderful week, and we will talk to you next week with a topic you're definitely going to want to hear.